Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. We are talking about a strange flip-flop story where let me just share a picture with you. We'll get right started with that. Maybe you heard the headlines here that the ousted FDA chief, and this is someone that I did a story on, a few weeks ago, he had a video where he was being interviewed by Marty Makary, and I was appalled at how cheerful they were, saying how in favor of vaccines that they were, and they couldn't wait to have more of them in children's arms. Well, what happened is this fellow was booted, or he resigned a couple of weeks ago, and the headline says, "Ousted FDA vaccine chief returns to the agency." So this is Vinay Prasad, and I also noted in my previous video that there seems to be a very interesting rise of politicians of Indian descent, Indian heritage. So I think that's so interesting that they have, are rising in American politics. And here is an example. So Dr. Vinay Prasad's rehiring was an unusual instance of a federal official targeted by the right-wing activist. Okay, this is the New York Times. Laura Loomer being brought back into the Trump administration. And here is a picture of Laura Loomer. And it says, here she is outside the Capitol in 2025. I don't know her personally. I actually saw her once in Florida, just kind of in passing. And it was like, oh, that's Laura Loomer. So apparently, I'm going to share the story with you about what Laura Loomer did and how this Vinay Prasad actually got back on the job, so to speak. So it says that Prasad, he is a physician, and he was first appointed to the role, and he's the one that actually approves the vaccines and other products. So he was appointed to his role in May, and he left the FDA on July 30th following pressure from Loomer and other political influencers. Prasad had faced backlash over the agency's handling of a gene therapy linked to the deaths of two teenagers and his decision not to approve certain drugs. So that's really interesting because he didn't approve this drug that had caused the deaths of two teenagers. Think about the number of deaths that have occurred over the years with, I don't know, another product that comes to mind. I call it the cooties cocktail. How come that hasn't been taken off the market? How come all of the other products that are injected into infants' arms have not been taken off the market? In any case, Loomer said that Prasad was liberal and that he was anti-Trump. And apparently a lot of this goes on Twitter. I don't really follow Twitter. I went on to the FDA website, which I'm going to share with you in just a moment. There's no notice about Prasad coming back on the job. You'd think it would be announced on the FDA.gov website, but apparently it was announced on Twitter. Loomer said, "How did this Trump-hating Bernie Sanders bro get into the Trump administration?" That's really interesting. Now, Bob Kennedy, who defended this Vinay Prasad and Dr. Marty Makary, who is the actually FDA commissioner, he said that actually Prasad was a critic of the cocktails and even the suffocation devices. So for those of you like me that we also believe that these should not be inflicted by the government and that we should have our own choice whether or not we're going to restrict our only two airways, you would be in favor of someone like Prasad at the helm. However, he does parrot that same refrain that he's in favor of safe and effective cocktails. Now, some people have said to me, Peggy, they know they can never be safe and effective. That's why they say it. That's their get out of jail free card, that they know these products can never be safe and effective. And therefore, they're going to test them on innocent children to prove that poison kills. Actually, they don't say that part. I fill in that part because that's exactly what happens. So no, that's not a very good strategy to lie and cheat. But hey, we're talking about public serpents. So Laura Loomer said, after she found out that Prasad is going to return to his job, she said that this decision to rehire Prasad is egregious. And she said that she would also launch critiques of other figures, saying that she'll be ramping up her exposés of officials within the HHS, the Department of Health and Human Services, and the FDA so the American people can see more of the pay-for-play rot themselves and how rabid Trump haters continue to be hired in the Trump administration. How do you like them apples, friends? So here's the background on Prasad. In fact, let me share this other piece of information with you. This actually comes from the Children's Health Defense. So my healthy Americans are sending me links, and this was one of the articles that broke the news. In fact, excuse me, this was published on August 11th. So I'm just going to share some of the tidbits of this article with you. So the top vaccine regulator returns to the FDA 2 weeks after he was fired. So he leads the vaccine and the biologics division. It's really up to him to approve or not approve these drugs that come through. He resigned amid pressure from critics just a couple of weeks ago. Neither the White House nor HHS will allow the fake news media to distract from the critical work the FDA is carrying out under the Trump administration. Now, that came from Health and Human Services. But you know what's interesting? I'm going to share a little bit more with you. But let me share this, because I went to the FDA website. And this is it, the FDA.gov. And they've got, in fact, let me do this. I'm just going to go to the menu and we will go to the press announcements. And here, this is all the breaking news. And they have August 8th. So this is nothing about Prasad. It's about modernizing orange juice regulations. Well, for someone who is a Californian currently in Florida, I'm all in favor of having more orange juice. So I don't know if they're going to, I'm going to need to do a deep dive in that. Hopefully it's going to be fewer regulations and in favor of the citrus growers. But you can see that there's nothing here about Prasad coming back on the job. How do you like them apples? I find that very strange. So I'll have to look to see if it's on Health and Human Services. Let's do that together. So that's hhs.gov. And maybe there's something there. Oh, no, there's that fellow. I don't really want to look at him. Making America active again. MAAA. Yeah, there's all sorts of acronyms. Making America active again, because don't you know, it's the government's job to make you active. I just think that is not their job at all. All right, let's take a little more time to check out this story from Children's Health Defense. So Dr. Vinay Prasad is returning to his job as the U.S. FDA top vaccine regulator less than 2 weeks after stepping down amid pressure from vocal critics. He leads, as I said, the Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research. And neither, Prasad's rehiring in the face of stark criticism from Laura Loomer suggests that the Bob and Marty remain influential in the White House, because apparently they're the ones that wanted him back on the job. Marty McCarry told reporters that he was working to persuade Prasad to return to the agency. Prasad did not publicly comment on his resignation, but a spokesperson said he did not want to be a distraction to the FDA or to the Trump administration. So this drug that he pulled has one of those weird drug names, like they all have very strange names. Elevidys. Elevidys. It's a profitable gene therapy for a type of muscular dystrophy, but he pulled it from the market following the deaths. Now, this story says of three clinical trial participants. This drug is made by Sarepta Therapeutics. And I ask you again, I mean, I applaud this action, that if there are deaths related to a drug, that it should be pulled. So why are all of these other drugs still on the market? Well, Peggy, let the man work. They have to go slowly. You can't go up against Big Pharma. All the while innocent children die. So on July 18th, the FDA told this company to halt all of their clinical trials and asked it to voluntarily stop all shipments. They initially refused to halt the shipments, according to the FDA, but they finally did. However, it gets even more interesting. This was just a pause for the distribution of the drug. And now the FDA has ended the temporary hold on this drug, and it's allowing this drug manufacturer Sarepta to resume shipments. It's unclear whether Prasad's return will affect that decision. So let me know if you heard about this, if you applaud this decision, if you are in favor of it, if you are not a favor of it. Let me know if you are in favor of Prasad returning or not. So Prasad replaced Peter Marks, and he was the one who oversaw the Operation Warp Speed and the rapid development of the cooties cocktail, as I call it. Now, Trump called that an extraordinary accomplishment, and so did Bob. Bob Kennedy said that it was amazing and it was fantastic, and he said that publicly in his hearings in front of the Senate. So either he believes that or he's a liar. Take your pick. Oh, yeah, I know. You're still emailing me the blog posts and Substacks from people saying that it's just because people like me don't want Bob to succeed. Well, those of you that have a critical mind and are able to think clearly, you know that I wish him well, and I would love nothing more than for Bob to succeed, not only in getting rid of all of the cocktails, but in getting rid of the 1986 Act, which gives the vaccine manufacturers immunity, yes, from liability. And I would also like him to publicly disclaim the fact that his uncle JFK, that he's always touting, the Kennedy DNA, he was the one that signed into law the Vaccination Assistance Act, the Vaccination Assistance Act, and that went into law in 1962, and that is what got the ball rolling with your tax dollars paying for these drugs and paying for them to get into children's arms, because this is how schools were able to require this with the help of the federal government. Why doesn't Bob ever talk about that? I would have a little more respect for that man. Well, I can't use the word respect in the same sentence as I would Bob, because let me just ask you, would you marry a man that had an affair on two previous wives? Is that somebody that's trustworthy? I rest my case. On a happier note, let me share a couple of letters, because that's what I've been doing lately. And I'm so grateful for all of you that send me your words of encouragement. And I want to encourage you as well. So this one comes from Anita and Pete, and it says, "Dear Peggy, please accept this donation as a small thank you for all you have done for me over the past 5 years. She underlined me. You have been the best source of information on all of the hogwash. You keep a positive, faith-filled spirit, and you care about our country and all of us citizens who do not want to see it destroyed. You give us encouragement. I've told many people about you. I sent you a donation a couple of years ago, and to my astonishment, you sent me a personal thank you. Even though some time had passed, friends, it does take me a little while to send my thank you notes, but I promise you will hear from me." She said, "I was so impressed given all that you have to do. It warmed my heart. Keep giving us your insights and opinions, uncovering situations that truly are not what they seem. I have lost faith in many institutions, but I am better off now because my eyes have been opened." From Anita and Pete. Thank you so much. That really encourages me. Let me share one other with you. Isn't this a beautiful card? Oh, I just love it. It says, "Give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over." That's a Bible verse, Luke 6:38. It says, "Praying the Lord blesses your giving heart in abundant measure. Thank you." This is from Paulette. "Dear Peggy, thanking you for your efforts. We live in changing times. You give your all to the examination of critical things. Please be graceful to yourself. I know it upsets you when people do all the things they do to discredit the facts. Unfortunately, most people don't want to live in truth. That is the truth. They don't want to think it over. Most of my family is like this. I pray that their eyes are opened. If you think of me when you pray, please agree with me that I can become organized and energetic again. Thank you for working towards the truth. God bless Paulette. Well, thank you, Paulette, and thank you to all my healthy Americans. There is an address in the description box below. If you're on TV watching this, I'll just let you know it's Peggy Hall, 205 Avenida Del Mar. That's P.O. Box 681, San Clemente, California, 92674. And you can always get on my free Substack for more encouragement, and that is over at peggyhall.substack.com. I'll continue to follow this story and others that are affecting us and make sure that we can read between the lines, as I say, and stand shoulder to shoulder as we march this all the way to heaven.